This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, on the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere to be red hot for Jesus. And I've got a man from Africa, Uganda, that is red hot for Jesus. He's an apostle. He started 13 churches. He's from Uganda, Africa. And he's in Minneapolis right now. I caught up with him where he's having some meetings. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to proclaim that many of you are going to be set free and are going to be healed. Yield to the Spirit of God. Be expectant. Recognize God loves you as much as he loves me, as much as he loves Pastor Ronnie Sally, because he's not a respecter of persons. Ronnie, would you teach a little and begin to move as the Spirit of God directs?
Yes, thank you, Sid, for this opportunity on your program, and may God bless you. The Bible says here in verse 5, Isaiah 53, but he was wounded for transgressions, he was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Verse 4 says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Jesus carried the pain, paid the price for every sickness and disease. He paid the price for all sickness and disease. And in John 14, verse 12, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. This is John chapter 14 and verse 12. Now, listen to this. I believe that the healing power of God flows without limit when we believe. Because God gave us the power and authority. He said in Matthew 10 and verse 8, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received, freely give. The power of God has been freely given to me right now, and I want to freely release it and into your life, into your situation. I want to tell you something. All scripture is true. It's not just stories. It's true. If you believe by faith, the power of God is going to minister to your need right now. I don't care what sickness you have, the intensity, and how long you've suffered. One thing I know, that the power of God is going to come on a strength that is stronger than the grip of your problem, and you shall be set free. What I want you to do is to release your faith right now in the name of Jesus and believe what the scripture says, because Christ paid the price for your sickness and disease. Right now here, I'm going to mention right now, there's somebody here, you're sick in your body. I'm going to pray for you. You're having cancer. You're exactly 47 years old. I'm going to minister to you right now and command you to be set free from cancer in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. And another person you're called Bob, I bind the spirit of suicide upon you and I command you to be set free in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Suicide has no power over you in the name of Jesus, because the Lord is here setting the captive free. I rebuke the spirit of suicide. Now, you spirit of cancer, in the name of Jesus, take your hands off that person in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off that person in the name of Jesus. Cancer has no right. Yes, there is somebody called your Margaret. Yes, your Margaret. And another one you're called Agnes. You got cancer. Cancer. Yes, Margaret, you have cancer of the breast. And the other one, you have got cancer in your intestines. I rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. And I command to leave you right now in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Father, thank you and I give you praise. I give you praise. There's somebody in I don't know whether your network reaches Milwaukee. Do you reach Milwaukee?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Well, if you know someone in Milwaukee, you get this special interview, and you give it to them. Pray for the person right now in Milwaukee.
To release healing upon that particular person in Milwaukee right now by the power of the Holy Spirit, because the anointing has no limit. God is setting that person free in the name of Jesus. Right now, God is showing me exactly five people that want God to set them free from depression. One, you're driving your car right now, and you're on 35. You're on 35. You're driving on 35W. And another one, you are listening to me right now. You're having depression, and I can tell by the Spirit of God that you have just got on this channel by a miracle. Somehow you just happened to turn on this channel. Now, don't switch off. Stick by there, because God is ministering to you. Yes, yes, God is giving me your name. Yes, God is giving me your name right now, and I want to minister to you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name is Agnes, and I command the spirit of depression to leave you. You right now was just turned on the radio. I bind the spirit. I command it to leave you right now in the name of Jesus. And you who's driving in your car, your name is Matthew. Yes, I rebuke it that in the name of Jesus. I command it to leave you right now. That spirit has no right over you. Depression has no right over you. And the other three people, you're listening to me right now, depression is bothering you. One of you are putting on a leather jacket and it has got some bluish color on it right now. And I can see you right now. You're having some blue jeans and you have a leather jacket on you. I rebuke that spirit of depression, and I command it to leave you right now in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. And Adam, you're depressed because you've been dumped by your boyfriend, and you're exactly 14 years of age. It's too early for you to be depressed. I command the devil to leave you. Jesus is your best boyfriend you can stick to. Father, I pray right now for healing to flow. The healing power of God is flowing. People are being healed of diabetes. There is a person with a heart condition.
Excuse me, you said diabetes?
Yeah, diabetes, yes.
Okay, go ahead. The person with the heart condition?
There's a person with a heart condition. Right now, you have a heart condition. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to tell the state you're in. You're in Denver. Has you already reached Denver?
We're on in Denver, yes.
Yes. I command that problem to go in the name of Jesus. I command you to be healed. Sam, receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. The power of God is flowing right now in the name of Jesus. Your heart condition is being touched, and you're being transformed, and you're being set free. God is ministering right now to people as they listen to this network. The healing power is flowing. You just touch where you feel the pain and the disease. Don't wait for me to call out your problem. Just reach out and touch where you feel the pain and let the healing power flow. Just say this after me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Your word says. That he was wounded for transgression.
That he was wounded for my transgression.
The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him.
The chastisement of my peace was laid upon him.
His stripes.
By his stripes.
I'm healed.
I am healed.
I receive my healing right now.
I receive my healing right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Son of the living God.
Son of the living God.
Of infirmity, leave me now.
I command the sickness to leave me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Receive your healing. Begin to do what you could not do before. There is somebody right now, you're in a wheelchair. Yes, you're in a wheelchair. Your name is Teresa. Right now, you're in a wheelchair. I command you in the name of Jesus to get out of the wheelchair and begin to walk now. In the name of Jesus. There are some other people here. You have eating problems. I command that eating problem disease to depart from you now. In the name of Jesus. I command the healing to flow right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, there is somebody, you are deaf in your left ear. You are deaf in your left ear, yes. I command that ear to open now in Jesus' name, the Son of the Living God. Yes, I command you to open your ear to open right now in the name of Jesus. God is ministering right now to people in the name of Jesus. The healing power is flowing. Do what you could not do before. Put your faith in action right now in the name of Jesus. God is setting you free. Put your faith in action. Put your faith in action. God is setting you free right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody, you have a problem on your knee. God is healing you right now. Begin to move your leg. Begin to move your leg right now in the name of Jesus. In fact, there's another person. Your right arm is shorter than the left arm. I command that right arm to grow back to the same level with the other arm in the mighty name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. And yes, oh God, I give you praise. The power of God is moving so strongly right now. There is another person right now. You are listening to this broadcast on radio. Your name, oh my goodness, Father, give you praise. It begins with M-I, and, oh, Father, give you praise, I give you praise, I give you praise. I can't pronounce this name, but right now, God is ministering to you. God is ministering to you. God is ministering to you. This is your problem. Yes, I can see your problem. Your problem is you're having something like a growth in your neck. It's a growth in your neck. I command it to vanish now in the name of Jesus. They will not operate on you because it's vanishing. It departs from your neck in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Father, give me praise. Somebody else, you have a child of 6 months, and this child has a problem. This child is having a big problem in their health and problems with their heart. I command them to be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because of your power that is flowing right now in the name of Jesus. I give you praise because of your power. Do you reach Boston?
Yes, we do.
There's a person in Boston right now in the name of Jesus. You're having a problem with your family. There was a major quarrel just the past 4 hours with one of the people in your family, and you're the one being blamed for everything. I break the curse of rejection and abuse upon you. And I speak to you to forgive the members of your family, because right now, in the name of Jesus, in 7 hours, somebody's going to call you, and then just don't lash at them. Just God's going to cause restoration and reconciliation. Your name is Robert, in the name of Jesus. The power of God is moving right now. People are being set free. Yes, the power of God is moving all over the airwaves, everywhere, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Somebody are listening on the internet. Yes, and you're having a problem. You're barren. I command your womb to open in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living
God. In Jesus' name, that womb is open. We're out of time, but Mishbucha, I need you to write, because if you don't need it now, you'll need it in the future for someone. Pastor Solly has done a teaching on deliverance. I mean, with his background that he's had in Africa, and breaks curses and prays for people to be set free, $12 postage paid, Shabbat broadcast, I want to bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom in the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yiverech Echa Adonai V'yishmarecha Ya'er Adonai Panav Elecha V'chumnecha Yisa Adonai
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, cassette catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Look us up on the web, www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.